Yo, what's up? So, I'm walking to my birthday party. It's my birthday today. Happy birthday to me, yay. But that is important, but it's not reason why I'm starting this podcast episode. The point is basically, I just want to talk about, like, pornography addiction. Okay, I know, crazy, but, like, let's talk about it, okay? Because from my own personal experience, that shit is not fun, right? And it's not worth it. And it's sad because it's such a pandemic now, or it's such a problem now, and it's getting worse and worse, in my opinion. And the thing is that I've learned about being horny, or, you know, being addicted to pornography, is that it is very much like a, you can't just get rid of a platform, okay? Like, I got rid of Instagram for many reasons. One of the reasons was because it kept me in a state of, well, gooning. So I hate to say that, but it's just true. It kept me in a state of, you know, constant masturbation. But the problem is like, I got rid of it thinking that that was going to fix the problem. It doesn't fix the problem. What it does is that it gives you one less platform to do it on. You know what I'm saying? The horniness is still there. Okay? Don't think that because you got rid of a platform that it's going to just completely get rid of the horniness. It won't go away, okay? I'm talking to all the youngsters out there, okay? I'll be real with you, man. I'm real with you, bro. It does not go away, okay? If you're trying to kick the habit, please, you gotta do some. Sadly, I recommend you watch Dr. K. He's a psychiatrist. He used to be a therapist. Just look up Dr. K on YouTube, and you'll see his videos and stuff. But there's one episode where he talks about masturbation and pornography and stuff, and he was basically saying that in order to fix that, you can't just stop cold turkey and think it's going to fix anything. You can't just stop. You can't stop using the platform. You can't stop. You know what I mean? You have to actually actively fix your life, which is a lot easier said than done. So it is a constant for me. I've been trying to actively find ways to keep myself out of my room, right? Which means filling my plate with things to do, okay? People, hopefully hanging out with people, getting out of my room, getting out of, you know what I'm saying? Getting out, because there is a place where you're, for the most part, your room is the place where you will, you know, you will do it. You know what I mean? That's the common place to do it. In your room, the privacy of your room, okay? And every time you go into that room, and you get even a little bit bored, even a tiny bit bored, your brain will immediately go to that. It is what it is. So, in order to circumvent that, you have to actively make sure that you're doing things that doesn't involve you being in your room, right? I don't know what it is for it. It's different for everybody, okay? Do some sports, go outside, take a walk, talk to friends, hang out with friends physically outside of your room, right? Find ways to get out of that environment, right? Find a new environment, right? That's one of the many reasons why I'm going to college now. It's one of the many reasons why I'm literally walking to the bus stop or to the train to go to my party. Because as long as I'm out of the house, it is less likely for me to think about masturbation, right? Or getting, you know, like, because I don't want to do it, right? It doesn't feel good after you do it. the short term feelings you get, it's short term. After the post nut clarity hits fucking hard, it's not worth it, okay? I'm not even gonna say that I wish it was, because I'm glad it doesn't. I'm glad it doesn't feel good, because it's not a good thing to do, okay? It's like a sugar high, right? It's like, you know, being high. Okay, it's like a sugar high. You get what I'm saying, okay? Because when you have a sugar high, you're gonna crash, right? that post sugar crash is fucking deadly, bro. It's not actually deadly, but it you feel it, and you feel it hard, right? So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's short term. It's meant to keep you going for that, however long that gooning session is, right? It's not worth it, bro. I promise you, it's not. I'm just saying this for any of the people on my birthday. I just hope, I pray that people who are watching this or listening to this in the future, just please, I'm begging you, put the phone down, okay? Put the phone down, get out the room, do something physical, okay? Because it's not healthy. It's really not. Like, I don't even know, like, it's just, I don't know. I just don't think it's worth it, bro. I just don't. I really don't think it's worth it. As a person that is actively trying to kick this issue, like, I want y'all to be better people, to be better than me, you know? Hopefully I get better. That's the goal, is to get better as a person for me. But as I'm trying to get better, I want you all to try to get better with me, you know? And, yeah, that's what I'm thinking right now. I'm excited for this birthday thing. I don't know how many people are going to show up. I invited a good bit of people, but you know, if they show up or not, because yesterday we did it and then nobody showed up besides one friend, Wesley. What's up, Wesley? Shout out my boy. But because they all got busy, and I'm not saying they like ghosted me or anything like that. It's just that trying to figure out like times, trying to figure out stuff to do as adults, that shit is hard, okay? So if you're about to turn into, if you're about to be an adult soon, or you're an adult, or you know, fresh, you know, just turned 18, something like that, and you're working a job and shit, and you got friends you want to hang out with, just be aware, okay, that as an adult, figuring things out together as a group is going to be hard, okay? because we're busy, we got shit we got to do, and the chances of us, you know, actually doing the event is low. So yeah, that's all we got, man. So yeah, I hope you guys have a great one. I don't know when I'm going to do another episode, but these are just like diary. It's like a diary, you know? I hope y'all like diaries, because I'm talking about whatever. I'm glad that people listen to this, though. You know, I'm actually glad, because it's kind of surprising that people actually like listen to this. But yeah, I'll see y'all. Y'all have a good one. Stay wise, stay awesome, stay wise. And, you know, high five your best friends, if you have any. High five yourself. Type shit, okay? I'll see y'all. Bye.